the group, Friends of Oakwood Cemetery. When did this get started?
We began meeting last year, and so it's gotten started late last year and in the early months of 2013.
What sort of condition is Oakwood Cemetery in?
Oakwood Cemetery is in good condition generally. The town maintains it well, although the budget is very limited these days, as it is for so many things. And Gary Rhodes, the sexton, does a fine job, he and his crew. Nevertheless, we so many cemeteries that are truly historic, and Oakwood is by far the most historic cemetery in McDonough County, and one of the more historic cemeteries in western Illinois. And so many of those on that level have advocacy groups associated with them, associations, or as they're commonly called, friends groups. Chippy Annick up in Rock Island is an example of that, for example, that also has a friends group. And in this particular case, it's because the cemetery was laid out before the Civil War, 1857, by a friend of Lincoln's, William H. Randolph, who built the Randolph House, and who was murdered during the war, the most famous murder case during that era, 1864. And it was also laid out, he hired a man to lay it out, Charles Gilchrist, who went into the war and became a colonel and, in fact, a brevet brigadier general in the Civil War. So it has so many Civil War connections from day one, and that's aside from the fact that it has way over 200 Civil War soldiers buried in it. So truly a historic cemetery on that account alone, and then it has so many noted people in it of statewide fame, like I.N. Pearson, a Secretary of State years ago, Western presidents that are buried out there, Frank Bew, for example, one of them, and President Morgan also, noted coaches out there from WIU, and all sorts of civic leaders. So it really has a fascinating array of people, many with statewide reputations, a few with reputations that really had some kind of national impact. Ruth Tunnicliffe is one who developed the first one to develop the serum for curing measles. So you've got a truly historic cemetery, both because of its founding and who was involved, and because of who's buried there. So we formed this advocacy group to promote the cemetery, of course, to advocate improvements when they're needed, raise funds for the cemetery also to help out in that respect, to acquire a richer compilation of historical information about the cemetery and the people buried there. So all sorts of important purposes.
Yeah, so if the cemetery's in generally pretty good shape and it's maintained by the city, why does it need a friends group?
That's a good question. It's maintained pretty well, and I want to pat people on the back, but there's nevertheless, for example, stones are falling over. There's no money in the budget to have people go out and erect those stones, clean them up, that kind of thing. That needs to be done. There's more fencing that's needed, I think, especially, for example, the whole north part of the old cemetery has no fence around it. And so that kind of thing, there's no sign. If you look at other communities, Galesburg, Canton, has a lovely big sign about their historic cemetery that was founded in 1897. Well, ours was formed before the Civil War, and for all these reasons is far more historic, really. My apologies to the people of Canton, but it's true. And yet we don't have a sign saying this is historic for these reasons, these noted people are buried there, or anything else. We just don't have a major sign even about the cemetery, and of course we need one. So funds have to be raised for that. So those kinds of things, cleanup activities also would be both, I hope, in the future done by the group and with funds raised by the group.
And I believe we've talked about this before, but Oakwood was laid out at a time when cemeteries were being created to have sort of a park-like atmosphere or a park-like setting.
Exactly. The original was Mount Auburn Cemetery outside of Boston that created a kind of national craze for the new park-like type of cemeteries, and that had an impact on a number of cemeteries of importance in Illinois, and one of them being Oakwood. Yes, so it's that kind of cemetery meant to be have a kind of recreational purpose, if you will, places where you stroll and remember the dead and sort of commune with those who have passed away and that kind of thing, and that you beautify through tree plantings and shrubs and pathways and so forth. And, of course, that is part of the history of Oakwood also. So you want to maintain the cemetery as one of those kinds of park-like cemeteries.
When did it cease to become sort of a center of community activity for certain days, such as Memorial Day?
That's a good point, too, Rich. And throughout the 19th century after the Civil War, starting in 1869, really, it was a center for a big Decoration Day, as they used to call Memorial Day, Decoration Day event to honor the soldiers who had died during or after the Civil War. And so there was a huge event with a parade from the square and sometimes 3,000, 4,000, even 5,000 people at the cemetery at once, the biggest annual event of the year in Macomb. More people at the cemetery for that event sometimes than the population of Macomb, if you can imagine that. So that was the biggest single event of the people of Macomb annually, and that continued into the early 20th century. And, of course, it faded as Decoration Day changed to Memorial Day. It broadened in focus, and you got further away from the Civil War that had started it, and a variety of other things took place so that Memorial Day didn't have that same kind of sort of purpose for the community, you might say, or outpouring of people for the community. And not that we want to go back to that exactly, but that does suggest that there are cultural events that we can do.
One of which you will take place this weekend.
That's a good point. We plan to do cultural events in connection with the cemetery every Memorial Day weekend. And so this is our first Memorial Day weekend. The group has asked me to do a tour, so I'm doing a tour called Troubled and Violent Stories. It's a tour of selected grave sites at Oakwood Cemetery, especially in the old part. So we're not going to try and walk over the whole cemetery, which has 14,000 burials in it, and a host of interesting stories. But we're going to stay in the old part and deal with stories of murder cases and suicides and all sorts of other conflicts and people in trouble with the law and various things that are of significant interest in the older part. And, of course, that begins with William H. Randolph himself, who was murdered in November 4th, 1864. The guy who lays out the cemetery gets buried in the cemetery way before he dreamed that that would take place. So there's been interesting stories of trouble and violence since very early days at the cemetery.
Can you briefly give us an example of perhaps one of the more famous cases, at least famous in its time, that maybe has been forgotten about since?
Sure. The Thomas Edmondson murder case of 1882 is one of them. He was murdered north of town. He's from the Good Hope area. And he was killed, and his stone is in the old part of the cemetery along North Randolph Street. And, oh, that was a huge, sensational murder trial case involved in that. I'm going to explain to people what that was all about. But one of the three or four most famous murder cases in the history of McDonough County. You also have the murder-suicide case of a couple of people who that took place in 1906. Amanda Connors and Edward L. Delaney were troubled lovers, you might say, and it ended up with a double suicide case. Actually, he pulled the trigger on her, but she wanted to die, and then he pulled the trigger on himself, and so they were both out at a street corner when it took place, and at the corner of Clay and Jefferson Streets. And that was a hugely sensationalized story for a long time. And they were troubled young people, is what it was. And there's a number of other cases that I'm going to take people around to and talk about. Rebecca Montague, whose stone is there, who died in the 1870s and who was accused and convicted of killing her husband in 1854. So a very early murder case, and the only real notable murder case in which a woman was the accused in the history of McDonough County. But her stone is there from before the Civil War. So a very interesting array of fascinating stories, but one could go through and talk about, and we will in future years, I'm sure, the Civil War soldiers and their stories, or if you think about just the children and the story of children dying from childhood diseases and accidents and things like that, very common in the 19th century, would also make a fascinating kind of tour of the cemetery. And, of course, notable people, notable leaders, things like that. But we're going to focus on troubled and violent stories this time, and that'll be Friday morning from 10 to 11:30 of this week, the 24th, and then Saturday morning the same time, 10 o'clock to 11:30, and people can get tickets for that. It's a fundraiser for Friends of Oakwood. The tickets for the event are just $10. You can also get them ahead of time at places like Citizens Bank and New Copperfields and Mid-America Bank and the McDonough County Voice and so on. But you can also get them at the cemetery on Friday or Saturday morning. So we have our fingers crossed. It looks like it's going to be a wonderful morning weather-wise for Friday, and probably a good one for Saturday morning, but things are a little just slightly more iffy.
Just two tours, though, one on Friday and one on Saturday.
One on Friday and one on Saturday this time, yes.
All right. Sounds like you'll be visiting the graves of murderers and murder victims, are both buried in Oakwood.
Yes, murderers, murder victims, suicide cases, people who had very difficult, troubled adult lives, in trouble with the law, and that kind of thing. So we're going to look at some of the more troubled stories that, of course, really engaged the whole community years ago. But, you know, when enough time passes, enough decades, enough generations, they tend to be forgotten no matter how sensationalistic they were. So we're going to do some sort of excavating, in a sense, of the old stories.
All right. Anything significant about some of the headstones as with some of the grave sites you'll be visiting for the tours?
There are a variety of interesting things about the headstones, both in terms of what they say, and we're going to visit the headstone of a man named Munger, for example, who was a significant figure. John Munger, the leading figure in the founding of the local spiritualist church. We had a spiritualist church. Spiritualism was big. That is, the actual people who believed in the actual visiting of spirits to living people, to give them messages and so forth. And Macomb had a spiritualist church in the later 19th century and early 20th. And John Munger was the leading figure for it. And we're going to look at his stone, for example, and read the inscriptions on it about spirits are among us and stuff like that. We've got to be on the lookout and sensitive to the fact that the dead come back. And so you've got interesting stones because of what they say on them. And other ones are interesting because of their condition, or because of the quality of them, and that kind of thing.
All right. Munger's is not designed to look like a Ouija board, is it?
No, it isn't. You're referring to the fact that they used Ouija boards for spiritualist seances, as it were. No, it isn't. But that would have been an idea if his people had thought of it. But no, it's a kind of four square kind of stone, and you wouldn't see it as being unusual unless you got close enough to read the inscriptions on it and realize that it's a different kind of person was buried there.
If someone wants to learn more about Friends of Oakwood Cemetery, where could they find information?
That's a good thing to mention. There will be at the tour, nice thing about the tour too, outside of the fact that we're going to have a good time visiting interesting graves and walking in the cemetery, is that you'll be able to get information about joining Friends of Oakwood Cemetery. The group has a newsletter of its own that is just, the first issue is just coming out, and we have a little brochure or flyer about it, and you can get information about joining that at the site there, which is by the Sexton's Building, which is where we're going to start, on North Randolph Street. And otherwise, it's we have a person who handles a good deal of that information for us. We also have a website, Oakwood Cemetery. If you look that up and even Google it, you'll get our website anymore. And that's been put together by Heather Monroe, and a very nice website that'll give you lots of information and has photographs of the cemetery, and so you can get information that way. You can also call Kathy Nichols at the WIU Archives, who is our newsletter editor and sort of at the center of things that way, at 298-2717, and inquire about memberships or information or whatever. If you can't, for example, come to the event this Friday or Saturday morning, Kathy is available at that number at the archives during the week and can provide information. Of course, I can too, as far as that's concerned, I'm in the phone book.
All right. Hey, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure, Herbert.
Anything you want to add before we wrap up?
No, except that we're, those of us in the group are very excited about the prospect of finding out more about the cemetery, getting some jobs done that need to be done. And incidentally, our first president is Tom Carper, the former mayor of Macomb, who's been committed to cemetery beautification for a long time, he and his wife Gail. So a lot of wonderful people. Bob Anstein, also familiar to so many, is on that board. So a wonderful group of people, and we're just now starting to open up the call for members. So we would love to have people join.